The slides in this module will define Health Information Exchange, HIE, and provide examples of how the five guiding principles of meaningful use are supported when HIE is implemented. Health Information Exchange represents the mobilization of healthcare information electronically. It supports the flow of information within organizations, between organizations, between different modules of an EHR, between different EHRs, across regions, between regions or states, and ultimately across the nation. HIE supports the flow of information to the person and place where it is needed at the time it is required, and in a manner that is secure and preserves patient privacy. It also means that the information arrives in a form that is usable by the person needing it. Interoperability is a property referring to the ability of diverse systems and organizations to work together, interoperate. The term is most often used in a strictly technical sense, but it is also applicable in a broad sense, taking into account social, political, and organizational factors that impact the exchange of information between systems. HIE and the interoperability of health information systems are virtually synonymous concepts. HIE may even be viewed as the application of interoperability principles at work in the healthcare system. HIE provides interoperability between disparate health information systems, delivering patient information when and where it is needed. Consider the situation where one system delivers a file written in Japanese to another system with an English-speaking user. This does not represent true interoperability. If effective Japanese-English translation software was included in the systems, then they could be considered to meet interoperability, HIE, standards for this particular application. Does that sound slightly familiar to comments by patients when information is exchanged between provider information systems and patient information systems? HIE functionality can be achieved in a variety of ways. Often the exchange only needs to be unidirectional. When HIE only requires information to be sent in one direction, such as the updating of registries, it is referred to as pushing the data out to the other application or user. The real power of push technology is the ability to automatically push critical information quickly out to a large number of users. Unidirectional information flow can also be the situation where a system has the ability to query a database and pull down the required information. This can be automated as well, as in automated updates to formulary information. Most HIEs, however, will require bidirectional communications where the user will need to enter, update the information, as well as query that same information. Future advances are likely to include intelligent agents that will be able to anticipate clinicians' information management needs and push information to them based on predefined choices. The goals of the Health Information Technology for Economic and Clinical Health, HITECH Act, are rooted in improving individual health, healthcare, and public health. All HITECH rules, regulations, incentives, and programs are linked to one of five underlying principles that guide our understanding of meaningful use. Let's quickly review the five underlying principles. Improving quality, safety, and efficiency. Engaging patients in their care. Increasing coordination of care. Improving the health status of the population. Ensuring privacy and security. HIE improves safety, quality, and efficiency. Let's demonstrate this with an example. Mrs. J visits her doctor regarding a nagging and persistent cough. At the end of the visit, Dr. P advises her that she will transmit a prescription to her pharmacy electronically and enters the medication choice in the patient's medical record, which is integrated with a prescription alert system. Dr. P automatically receives an alert describing possible adverse side effect of this medication that patients with similar conditions have experienced. Dr. P is able to substitute an equally effective alternative prescription without known side effects. Dr. P's clinical practice system automatically reviews the records for all her patients, but does not find any other patients on the medication. Meanwhile, the clinical practice system has received an alert from the drug manufacturer with updated information on the drug first prescribed. The system then updates its internal drug review program. HIE supports engaging patients in their care. Again, let's look at an application scenario. Mrs. B is a 43-year-old single mother who runs a graphic design business from her home. She also uses her multimedia information center to manage her family's health, including her aging mother's, for whom she is an authorized personal health information manager. She receives automatic alerts and emails from her doctor and her daughter's doctor. The last time her daughter had an asthma attack, she emailed information on her daughter's condition to the physician and received advice promptly, avoiding a visit to the emergency room. Mrs. B's mother lives in another city and has emphysema. They are both alerted when the air quality index in her mother's community reaches a high level of pollution. Her mother also has a medication reminder service that tells her what medication to take and when. When she takes the medication, she easily confirms that she has taken the medication. The information is all delivered through an application on her personal digital assistant, or PDA. The system also tracks the need for refills and automatically sends a refill request to the mail order prescription service. Mrs. B can monitor that her mother is taking her medication as directed. Health information exchange supports coordination of care by facilitating scheduling of consultations, diagnostic tests, or other procedures, and allowing multiple caregivers to view the same information simultaneously. Ideally, health information exchange would allow a patient's information to follow the patient throughout the healthcare system so that healthcare providers would have access to the required information regardless of whether the patient was in his doctor's office, at his dentist, in an extended care facility, or unconscious in the emergency room of a hospital. Health information exchange helps improve the health status of the population. The benefits from vaccination records that are also part of the electronic personal health history and medical record are multifold. Parents and practitioners can receive automatic reminders when the next vaccination is due, and vaccinations can be tracked over time, regardless of where they were received. Vaccination reporting systems can aggregate anonymous patient data to show rates at the local, regional, and national levels, and compare those to Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, CDC, guidelines. At the local level, rates by practice group or neighborhood can be used to target areas for outreach. Health information exchange enables the flow of information between systems and facilitates the aggregation of information, which may initially exist across multiple systems. Health information exchange ensures privacy and security. Health information exchange requires secure transmission of information and builds in precautions that the information will arrive as it was sent and that privacy of the information is maintained. Encryption and decryption of information being transferred provides greater security and privacy than the production and transport of hard copy information. Encryption can be built into the system and occur automatically. Other tools, such as packet checking, also support secure transmission of information. Backing up information in some physical form, such as paper, can be costly, difficult, intermittent, and subject to ample opportunity for error, destruction, and loss. Electronic backups are relatively easy, low cost, not prone to errors, and can be automated on a frequent schedule. This responsibility can also be centralized, specialized, and scheduled in a manner that guarantees completion. Automated systems allow for very specific control of access to information through the use of passwords, profiles, and other tools that are supported by HIE. This means that a person using the system remotely will still be subject to the same levels of authentication as a person using the system directly. A bonus is an automatic audit trail that can be created identifying who accessed what information and when they did. The log can be reviewed when needed, or random reviews could be implemented as compliance checks.